the most important thing is that it's a tremendous victory for Rabbi Eisenman and the entire defense team. What this case is about, or was about according to the state, was about the theft of public money. That's what the Attorney General said in his press release. That's what they opened on. That's what they closed on. What the jury said loud and clear, there was no theft of public money. No public money was taken. Private money was used, and private money is without restriction, not regulated by the Department of Education. So at the end of the day, first and foremost, this is a big win for justice and for the truth, because there was never a day. I don't remember when we met in 2017, but the first day that we met, he said, I never took a dollar from the school. I would never take a dollar from the school. And the jury agreed. What they convicted on was, first of all, legally indefensible, and we'll show that to the judge, and if not to this judge, then to the appellate division. And once count three falls away, count five can't stand either. So at the end of all of this, all of the counts will be gone. It will all end up in full vindication for Rabbi Eisenman. But the most important part of today was the jury agreed that he never stole any public money. And the state's whole theory was flawed.